Same opinion is by Shabbos as well. Shabbos is a Yom HaMenucha. Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we lost the Ksarim, didn't we? We lost the Ksarim after the Chetah Egel. We lost the Ksarim. It says that Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the Ksarim. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka. Shabbos we get the Ksarim back. Why do we get the Ksarim? Why do we get the Ksarim back on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a Yom HaMenucha. Shabbos we know is the time. Shabbos is the day where we say Keser. Shabbos Mincha is the Indian of Keser. Shabbos is his man of Keser. Shabbos is his man of Rotzen. The Spitz of Shabbos is Shalashulis. Shalashulis is called Rav and Deravin. Rav and Deravin is Rotzen and Deratzen. Shabbos is where we reach the Spitz Indian of Rotzen. And the Spitz Indian of Rotzen is, it's Oile Me'alea. Doesn't need this Amtsus. Shabbos is the day of Menucha. The Torah Shebal Peh that needs Yegiyah, that's the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, that's the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is the darga where we get our crowns. We get our Shabbos is the darga where we bring Miskasha back to Kesa. And once we bring Miskasha back to Kesa, then we feel the Ratzon, we feel the Ratzoneinu Lasses Ratzonecha. We don't need any Yegiyah, we don't need any Makinoi Seat Sheima Ratzoni. That's the darga of Menuchas Shabbos. When a Yid is living in the darga of Kesa, then the Yid is always be Menuchah. He's not a nervous type of person. He's living in a world. That's the world where Rabbi Shemaya lives in. He lives in the Dargah of Keser. The Dargah of Keser is you're the whole time B'menucha, the whole time B'tainu, the whole time B'simcha, the whole time. It's Olam Eilea. The Rotzen is Olam Eilea. He doesn't need Pech. There's no Koyfer noise over there. That's the Dargah of Tikkun. It's like the Dargah of Lifnei Achet. That's like the Dargah of Matan Torah. The Dargah of Matan Torah is Klal Yisrael Zed Nasa V'Nishma Parucha Nishmason Der Shal Heves. Der Shal Heves was Olam Me'aleo. It was a darga. It was a hecher darga. That's the darga of Menuchas Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos near the Shemana Mishcha is also in the Sweet Parsha. The Indian of Shabbos, the Indian of Shemana Mishcha is one thing. Shemana Mishcha is the Chachma Me'ayin. The Indian of Shabbos is also the darga of Chachma Me'ayin. Shabbos is the darga of Keser, and the Shemen is a Hamshacha from the darga of Keser. Adlokas near Shabbos is like the Bechinas of Menorah. So Yid who's be'emes and nasa v'nishma deke Yid. A Yid who's be'emes nidva liboy to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's a Yid of Tikkun. And such a Yid of Tikkun, his avoid is Olam Ha'aleh. Doesn't have to push, doesn't have to be misamit, doesn't have to be aliyas and yiridus. It's Olam Ha'aleh, and that the Yid has to have a she'ifa to reach such madrigas, and that's the emes tikkah chachma of Torah is that we learn Torah because we want to do Ratzon Hashem. The whole tikkun of the Yid is the tikkun to be misakin that we should feel, and especially when it comes to a Shabbos, because when it comes to a Shabbos we should feel a tiny, we say by Shalashudas, we should feel a natural, you know, there's this mirus is just an outpouring of the Yiddish Nefesh, of the Roitzani, of the Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just sitting. What's special about Shabbos? What's special about Shabbos? It sits by the Shabbos Tish and Mezint. We say Divrei Torah. What's special about Shabbos? It's somebody who prepares himself. Misha Torah Be'er Shabbos Yerucham Shabbos. You can't be Misatzen and Samitz and Shabbos. Shabbos is a man of Rotz. If you don't get rid of the desires, if you don't get rid of the bitter Shlechta Middus, the bitter Zachen, as anyone sees Shabbos, you can only connect to Shabbos if you come into Shabbos naturally, if you come into Shabbos Gishmak. The Friedrich Rachel Srif Grebbe used to just come into Shul before Shabbos with that Sefer. You can see he was Oyla to the Rotzen. We're getting the Ksarim back. It's a Nasa Venishma to Kazakh. It's Meis Kalisha Sheid Vener Libri to Kazakh. That's Shabbos. That's Yom Kippur as well. People are so misamets on Yom Kippur. About it, there's the Inuyin, but the Dveikus to Hashem on Yom Kippur is going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're putting the Torahs on the Kruvim. We're flying. It's Oile Me'alea. We reach the Daga, it's Oile Me'alea. That's what we're talking about over here. That's the parasha of Tzamek, he says.